Today on the dirt bike track, we learned having psychic powers is better than having real parents, but not being alive is better than having psychic powers. And speaking of fortune telling, I see an intro in your future, listeners.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai. Yes, guys, like I didn't say, my name is James, and to all the Chicago Public Libraries, if you have a volume two of something, have a volume one of it as well, okay? I can't be running around comic book shops trying to find all of The Road to No Man's Land volume one in single issues. Because all you have is volume two of Road to No Man's Land, okay? You should have... Why isn't anyone working there have a completionist attitude? And not completionist like the guy who just scammed a lot of stuff out of donation money. Not that completionist. I mean the word in general, not the completionist. A completionist. And who, guys, talking about coming to completion, we gotta introduce our another co-host. Because that's how we complete this introduction, okay? That's how things happen. You thought I was going to go dirty with it, but no. The 2024, that bodily function no more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That bodily function is love. Let me introduce my co-host, the bloodletter for love, the emissary of hell, Nickel the Bricks, darlinghomebody.com, Jakis.
Oh, hi.
How are you, my queen?
I'm good.
How are you, my queen?
I'm great.
There you go, motherfucker. You're grand.
Okay.
Slam. Ting. Would you rather eat a grand slam or just a bunch of pancakes from McDonald's?
Pancakes, because a grand slam would give me acid reflux real bad.
All right. So the gluten's fine with you now.
Doesn't that also have pancakes?
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
so
like...
So it wouldn't matter.
So instead of getting shot and stabbed, you're only getting shot.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Been there, done that. Boy, oh boy, was that a trolley conundrum if I've ever had one. Bunch of tweens came up to me on the street and said, Mister, give us your money or we're going to shoot and stab you. And I say, what if I give you all my money plus like other stuff and you just do one of those? And they're like, well, no, we're like, it's a, give us your money or we'll shoot and stab you. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. So I don't need to be both. And they said, no, you put it on the table. Give us everything and we'll flip a coin, or stab. And good thing, children are terrible shots. So I was able to hop on my Razor scooter and they were just like, got out of there scot-free.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Not a Scott inside.
Uh-huh. Zero Scott.
Zero Scots given.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I wish I was zero Scotch. Because then I just have Irish blood pumping in me, baby. Get that Scottish shit out of here.
Okay. Rude.
I got some Irish whiskey pumping in me, I tell you that.
Hell yeah. I don't care about all these other British Isles sections, okay? I don't want any Welsh in me. I don't want any Scottish in me. Don't want any English in me. Irish all the way. Like a goddamn shake right now at McDonald's. Nicole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you like to introduce our guest or would you like to talk a little up front?
Okay, I just have a thing real
quick.
Okay,
what's up?
Okay, but now I feel like it's dumb and I shouldn't say it.
Say
I don't
it.
Know.
Oh, yeah, okay, because what I just said was smart.
I realized that, okay, it's boring is what I'm worried
what
about.
What I just said, what I up for debate on what I just said.
Okay, I realized why I think I'm not funny. It's because like I mainly just hang out with you and when we joke with each other usually it's like, oh, how can we escalate this and make it funnier, like it's usually like us workshopping bits.
Yeah.
So we don't really like just laugh. Like I'm always surprised when you just laugh at a joke that I make.
Yeah, because we've acclimated to each other, so it's harder to make us laugh. It's like when I first started listening to Hollywood Handbook, a chuckles a galore, but now I'm just like appreciative of the craft because I can kind of see where their mind will work and go. Yeah. I still chuckle, but less.
So at this new job, they are now laughing at me all the time.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, because and it's even like this stupid shit. Like Stacy was like, oh, yeah, get all this stuff logged in. And then tomorrow we can marry it all together. And I was like, I'm going to have to get ordained. And she laughed at it. And I was like, the fuck? Don't
Hell
laugh
yeah.
at that.
You say, you see a like a handsome otter that like, I feel like you'd have like a photo, like a drawing of an otter
sure.
in like a business suit or like a tuxedo. And you
right,
say,
right,
va 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 voo. And then they laugh at that.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm like, oh, wait, I am funny.
Yes, I tell you this all the time.
Yeah. So that's my story.
Salute to your story. Well, let's salute to our guest, Nicole.
All right. Hello. Hello, everybody. Oh, I'm Steph.
Steph, hold. We introduce you.
James
you
is going to introduce
me.
You.
Oh,
don't
that's
worry.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
So much less anxiety.
You know her as the Music Collective, which I guess a music, you can be a single entity and
yeah.
still be a collective.
And some people do occasionally, I do collaborate with people very often, yeah.
So that's why we say collective fuckers.
Yes.
Even if it was just me on this network talking about Beyblade style, I'd still say it's a podcast collective because it's a collection of so many podcasts that no one's listening to.
Sure.
But you know her from the collective musical, like Broadway musicals. No.
Right.
Drum and bass type shit, motherfuckers. It's KSBP, which I just found out means Kansas Beach Patrol. It's Steph.
What's up, y'all? I'm Steph. I make music and I stream on Twitch.
Make music right now.
Yes, you can find my music at ksbp.bandcamp.com.
No, no, no. Make music right now.
Oh, right now? Oh, one sec.
Whoa, it's your
Hell
favorite,
yeah.
James.
Yeah, it's the Aimin' Break, baby.
Yeah. What's your Twitch handle?
My Twitch handle is KSBPTV.
Sick.
Dot yeah. TV, you mean.
Yeah, that's right, because I...
What? Oh, no, oh, wait, no, never mind. It's twitch.tv
no, no, no,
forward
no, it
slash.
It is twitch.tv/KSBPTV. That is the actual mistake I made on Formulaic, by the way.
Okay, all right. to be honest, last time you were on Formulaic for A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, I just kind of like breezed past. I was like, if this needs to be edited to make it be the correct URL, it's just going to be in the description, guys.
Yeah, oh no, I get it. Who's typing in the URLs anymore, folks?
I am
Give
all
me the
time.
Link. Give me the link.
Well, see, my issue is medical providers think I have a smartphone, so they'll send me a URL to a conference call them, but it's on a
Ooh.
Flip phone, so I have to type in letter by letter
yeah.
this URL.
Ooh. Yeah, and I'm actually considering going that route myself, so I'm probably going to have to start worrying about that.
Yeah, it's not it's fine. I said that to my last doctor, like, oh, hold on, you texted it to me. I need to, like, bring it to my computer. And she's like, I don't think that's going to work. And I was like, I'm confident it will. A URL
oh, yeah,
is a
yeah.
URL.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll still work.
I think because she's like, well, how would I see you and talk to you? It's on a computer. Yeah, there's microphones and webcams. That's how.
Exactly. Yeah, it all goes to the same place. And like, I think because of the fact that like when you bring something up on your phone and it looks a little bit different than when you bring it up on a computer, I think people will sometimes
yeah.
kind of get that confused. Like, well, we'll be like, hey, this won't work if I send this to your computer. It's like, yeah, well, it'll be
yeah.
fine.
Everything
yeah.
works better on a computer, guys.
It does. I gotta be honest. Like, it's why I pretty much use my computer for, like, most stuff. I don't really use a phone a whole lot anymore.
Making music, grilling.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of these things work better on a computer.
That's right. That's right. They really do.
I'm sorry,
did
grilling?
You say gooning?
Well, okay, both of you. Nicole heard the correct thing. Why did you think I said gooning? And
I
if
don't...
I did, what is that?
Well, let's get into it, folks. No, I no, what did you say?
Grilling.
Grilling. Oh, actually, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh. what you do is you play an early build of Cyberpunk 2064, and you really let your CPU start cooking, slap meat on there. Ooh, baby, get it up to a nice 165 for 10 consecutive seconds.
And if you want like a really high heat for like, you know, getting a real nice sear on a steak, open up Google Chrome as well. Like as well as getting, you know, an early build of Cyberpunk 2077. Just, you know,
Start downloading some stuff on LimeWire.
Start downloading some stuff online off of Google Chrome. Open as many tabs as you possibly can.
Open up Fruity Loops and just as many vital plugins as you can.
Yes.
Installing a bunch of software.
Uh-huh. Which is crazy that they're allowing you to do two at once. I swear you're only allowed to do one at a time.
In this economy?
You guys
are kidding me.
Now, gooning on a computer is completely different.
Oh, absolutely. We're gooning and grilling, folks.
We got to make sure that's not like a Urban Dictionary term for like, well, I can't go that route because that includes that bodily function. Opening up like a wound and like showing a friend.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see, guys, this is what happens when I don't talk about the C word, okay? I have to go in a separate route.
Yeah, it's more creative. Yeah.
Okay, Urban Dictionary gooning may be most simply defined as the state usually achieved after prolonged edging session.
There we go. Okay, there we go.
When a man becomes completely hypnotized by the feeling irradiating his penis.
Here we go. Audience, this is James learning what gooning is.
Yay.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, all the terms are around edging.
Yeah.
Or just like someone who is a chronic masturbator.
Yeah, yeah. I think that also it's kind of goes into that territory. Like pretty much, yeah, that whole territory is just pretty much covered by that.
And I'll be honest, like, when it comes to gooning, I'm an advocate for like eliminating screen time, you know? Like, have some vintage pornography as magazines. Go hard copy with this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. People, start printing out your pornos.
Uh-huh. Head over to Chicago Comics, head to the back, on the ground level where children can see, there's just grab bags of value of pornography magazines.
Oh, no.
They're like $9. Go get some. Tell them James sent you, so maybe they'll give me some more hours.
Wow.
Really, yeah, maybe that's what we really need to do is really kind of get back into the physical form of, really getting those pages sticky. And, I think I get what you mean, yeah.
No, they would not become sticky because we're gooning right now.
Oh, gotcha.
None of that stickiness comes out.
I see, okay.
Guys, we're allowed to talk about gooning. So deal with it.
Deal with it.
Steph, what you been up to? Anything cool, exciting happen in your neck of the woods?
Well, I am working on a bunch of music right now, including from, I'm forgetting his name, Swamp Place Bad Guy. Swamp Place Bad Guy? Is that the name? That's the name of the guy?
I'm pretty sure it's Marshland Monster, but I wouldn't say a monster equates a bad guy.
That's true. You're right.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes monsters are great. You're right. I've learned something today.
Nicole, this is why Monsters, Inc., they're afraid to come out from underneath the bed.
You're right. Well,
some monsters can
like
be
us.
Bad.
They're just like us.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of you?
Because they're like, oh, they're going to just think we're monsters. They won't accept us. You've seen Little Monsters. It's why, what's his name?
Howie Mandel.
I was going to say Huey Douglas.
Huey Douglas.
And the nude. He doesn't want to come out and say, hey, I'm in my leather jackety.
Classic Huey
Douglas.
And
the nude. Watched,
I instantly forgot the name.
Nicole, you can believe you watched it because one, it was for my birthday, and two, it's a great movie.
It's sure.
I will walk.
Like maybe if I was a child, sure.
It's got all the cool savages in it. It has Huey Douglas. It's a great movie.
Yeah, classic.
Are you saying like Fred Savage?
Yeah, Fred and Ben Savage are both in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You've seen the movie.
Yeah, working on that and working on some just a bunch of music with a bunch of cool people. The lovely streamer Pander Sarah, working on some stuff with her. Got some cool stuff in the works.
Hell yeah.
And, streaming and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, we've discussed music, but let's discuss Spider-Man, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Steph, what is your experience with Spider-Man as a whole?
I was sort of like loosely into comics growing up. I had friends that were like much way more into it, but I also, I just didn't have like the money to collect them and stuff like that. So I just kind of, I had other, there were other things that I like wanted to spend my money on collecting and stuff like that. So for whatever reason, I just, comics were kind of in the periphery, but Spider-Man was like a series I remember like kind of being into like when I was a little bit younger. And I remember playing the Spider-Man game for, it was released for like a bunch of systems, but it was like, I think PS1 and Dreamcast and N64 and PC. I think I remember playing like that on like several different consoles, because like I had a friend that had it on like one system, I had it on N64, and I think I remember playing like the PC demo of it. I played the shit out of it, and I loved that game. And I also, when Spider-Man 1 came out, I was like, I think, God, I was really young when it came out. And but I remember, like, my mom took me to see it twice.
Hell
the
yeah.
summer that it came out. And I remember really loving the movie at the time. I was a little kid, so I was just like, this is cool! And Dave... The guy from Saliva is in the soundtrack.
Oh, it just is in the soundtrack.
That's the thing. I think it was like the guy from Nickelback and the guy from Saliva did that. Yeah, the Hero song.
Okay.
And I remember that. I was not like, you know, obviously not into Nickelback, but I was into Saliva at the time. And I remember listening to that quite a bit. It was also played on like every radio station.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I just remember hearing, like, it was not just on pop stations, but, like, also, like, every alternative station, every rock station. It was just kind of everywhere.
It was nominated for a Golden Globe.
It was.
No, wait, was it? No, it wasn't. I just made that up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I was assuming, was it? I was assuming, like.
You could have convinced me, James. You really could have convinced me.
Maybe it was, because if it played, like, over the credits, then maybe there's a chance.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like, it was, like, what, 2 years prior that, like, that one P. Diddy song that's basically just samples, like, that Led Zeppelin song.
Godzilla.
That was in the Godzilla movie. Yeah, that did win, like, that did win something, didn't it?
I don't. That couldn't have.
It couldn't have? Oh, really? For some reason, I thought it actually did win some sort of category in the Grammys, but I could be wrong about that. There's just been a lot of things that, like, around that time, there are a lot of, like, strange winners and a lot of strange nominees, because, like, that's kind of the time of, like, rap metal was getting real big.
No, yeah, that one won nothing.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
So I will check this, it's called Heroes?
Oh, man, I don't remember the name of the song, actually.
A hero can save us.
Now gonna stand here and wait.
Hold on. I was like, Heroes Saliva, but it autocorrects to a Herpes Saliva.
Herpes? Whoa. What?
Nice.
Spider-Man Hero Song by Chad Kroeger. He owns so many supermarkets, guys.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, you want to know what? It did win, or it was nominated for a Grammy.
Wow.
Critics' Choice Award.
Okay.
Oh, guys, there's no Golden Globe.
No Golden Globe, but there is a Grammy nomination. And that's the thing I was like, I was really like, oh, wow. Because I knew it was one of the G awards, one of those fancy awards, one of those statue type awards.
It was nominated for 4 awards at the Grammys.
Wow.
4 awards.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, this is how you EGOT, is you just become a composer.
Yeah. That. Oh, my God. That's the way forward, James. That's what we got to start doing.
Uh-huh.
We got to start, like, composing music for
Nickelback.
Well, excuse me. Chad Kroeger. He doesn't need those other goons to be nominated for a Grammy. I'm surprised apologies. It wasn't an Oscar. The Prestige.
Fucking love that movie.
The Prestige or the Oscars?
Yes,
or
the Prestige.
Well, I've never seen it.
I've never shown you that movie.
No, I think you had it on once when I like came over.
Wow, wow, wow.
And you're like, oh man, look at these two hunks that if like you looked like them, you'd kiss me.
You probably wouldn't like it. It's too serious.
I like serious things,
no,
guys.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Do not.
I want to watch The Godfather so bad.
You want to like serious things, but you don't.
When I see a serious movie, I get a little joker on it and say, why so serious?
Exactly, and then we watch something silly.
Well, wait, no, we watched that extremely serious TV show, Friend of the Family.
Yeah, who started watching that?
That was me!
No, it was not.
Okay, well, I still... No, because I wanted to watch it. I like true crime shit. Maybe that's what it is. I like detective shit.
No, you don't.
Yes, okay. I do!
I said, do you want to watch True Detective season 2?
Yeah, not that
2?
One.
And you said no.
Yeah, because I know it's season 2 and it's shit.
And
I don't want to watch a serious thing. Exactly! I called it correct!
I tried to give Vince Vaughn benefit of the doubt, but no.
I don't think it was his fault on that one.
I mean, yeah, it just wasn't good in general. But Fargo?
Yeah.
Still really fucking good.
That's not serious, though. It's all goofy sometimes.
It's not goofy.
It's like, boing, 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 boing.
That's
boing,
not. Boing, boing, I think boing. You're watching The Birthday Boys.
Oh, I am.
And thinking it's
but
Fargo.
What? I read so much fucking Batman. That's serious.
It is.
Yeah. It's not like I'm over here reading The Simpsons comics every day. Some days it is. Some days it's Get Fuzzy, but mainly Batman. To the point where I'm having nightmares. That's what it should have been.
But I feel like I don't like superhero stories.
He's not a superhero.
Because
he's just
there
man.
Aren't like, most of the time, it feels like there aren't real stakes.
Oh, in these arcs, I'm like, is Batman going to die? This stuff I've been reading recently, the Batman Who Laughs, the Dark Metal stuff, I think he dies.
White Knight was really good.
Oh my God.
It was.
Ooh,
it does live up to the hype.
Oh, and yeah. You got to read the Batman Beyond.
That's what I've heard. I need to get caught up on that. But like my friends talk about that like a lot, like how good it
is. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. I'm someone who like you can't spoil things for me, really. Like you can just tell me like the endings of shit. I'll probably still consume whatever media you're spoiling for me. Like it's not that big a deal. And so, like, that's one that's been on my list for a while, I think, it's just because, like, of how much I've heard, like, my friends talk about it.
Yeah, I would say it lives up to the hype. And that's from someone who doesn't like superhero comics.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not super into them either.
Yeah.
And so that's a big reason why I'm like, okay, I might dip my toe into this.
Yeah.
Then maybe you won't like Beyond the White Knight. Because it's in the future, like it.
Why are we talking about Batman? We need to talk about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Guys, today we watched episode 20 of Spider-Man Toei Style, entitled One Mystery Calls Forth Another, The Secret Behind My Birth.
What a title.
Uh-huh. Steph, initial thoughts. What did you think of this?
Okay, first off, intro. Just a fucking banger.
Yeah.
I just gotta say, intro banger. Like I actually like ran it back and listened to it again. Like we need to bring back horns in like music. Like we need to like bring back the brass section, please. Like that shit was fucking sick. Like I actually really like that. That's something that like I gotta see if that like ever got sampled on anything, because that it goes hard.
Yeah,
and. I'm surprised I haven't heard that as like a sample before anywhere. And
there's a reason.
Oh,
it's owned by Toei because they are very litigious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They love their
sense.
Cease and desist.
Yeah,
they love their copyright and they love to use it.
Yeah. That thing, no dust.
I watched this totally legal version of it then.
Uh-huh. Actually, you want to know what? I think Marvel technically owns the rights to everything involved on this, so it might...
Really?
Yeah, it might be fine to use.
Mm.
Disney's not litigious.
I mean, they kind of can't be with Mickey Mouse anymore.
One specific area.
That expired this year, didn't it?
Yeah, but only
Steamboat
one specific.
Steamboat Willie.
Yes.
Only Steamboat Willie, though. Oh, okay.
We got to make a Steamboat Willie 2. Just a sequel to Steamboat Willie.
Okay.
Everyone's want a
gritty reboot.
No. Just Steamboat Willie 2. Everyone's.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Everyone's taken this as let's make a horror movie out of Steamboat Willie.
Yeah,
no
fuck that. No. There's too much of that.
Make a truly the same techniques that they would have used back then, we got to use one of those cameras. It's one shot at a time. We will animate Steamboat Willie 2.
Yeah, the music is recorded the same way. It's, like, recorded on, like, a fucking, like...
Hand crank,
like, wax cylinder shit, uh-huh. Yeah.
They might have had magnetic tape back then.
I think they did have, like, an early version of magnetic tape at the time. I think you're right, yeah. And, early vinyl certainly wouldn't have would have existed around that time, too, yeah.
But, of course, it's in mono, no stereo, no surround sound to be seen.
No.
Don't you dare do it.
Dolby, forget about it.
The only surround sound you had back then is when a bunch of cars are circling you because you offended a gang member and they're about to stab you. But they're going to do it while snapping.
Nah, see? Nah.
Oh, yeah, that would be more of the 50s, them snapping.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You're correct by saying, yeah, she, and then they whip out a Tommy gun.
Yeah, I guess it's more that, the snapping and stuff like that. I guess that's more like a 50s greaser thing.
Yeah. Nicole, that's your heritage, them nyashy Tommy Gun Mafia style.
Yeah, and I'm offended.
Uh-huh.
Quite frankly.
Because you're Italian, brother.
Sure.
It says so on your Me Too stuff.
Not mine.
It's, oh, okay.
Hashtag not my Me Too.
On your 53andMe.
Uh-huh. You mean my sister?
You're the same as your sister genetically.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Wow. Yeah, the exact same. Where that's how that works.
You guys have the same DNA, ribiclobin.
Right, ribiclobin? Is that...
Yeah, the RNA and the DNA.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
There we go. And then you have ribonucleic acid.
Is that what it's called? Is that what it stands for?
It's not what I'm saying. It's what Nicole's saying.
I think cool. I don't know if the deoxy part is right. It doesn't matter because we're here to talk about Spider-Man and his genetics, including, but not limited to, spider blood.
Ooh, so quick rundown of this episode. Man, there's this girl and she has psychic power, so you know who's after her, the Iron Cross Army. But uh-oh, Takuya's on the case, sort of, because he's a tutor of this lady when she gets broken into by Amazonas in a sundress, looking like she's going to the debutante ball to play bridge with her bridge club. So... Takuya saves the day and she's not the one with psychic powers. It's just a lady who looks exactly like this child. Spider-Man.
Mm.
Oh, and she's so close to being orphaned in this, Nicole.
Yeah.
They had restraint.
God, yeah.
But
yeah,
they
yeah,
did
yeah.
have a dead child.
Oh, actually, they can't twice orphan someone.
Yeah.
This woman was put at the doorsteps of a church, adopted by these two. They can't kill those people. I think that's where they had restraint.
Right, yeah.
If it was found out, oh no, like she is our biological kid, that's their death sentence.
Yeah.
Steph, I don't know if you are aware of this. In this show, they love to kill children and they love to kill parents of children.
You know, that didn't really, of course, you know, I don't hate to spoil the ending here, but like, it didn't happen this time, but I kind of get that vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, that this is a little, you couldn't make Toei Spider-Man today because of woke.
I don't think it's woke.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Yeah, I know.
But I think... Because of the, like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, weird stuff that, like, seems very, like, we'll get to the part about, like, the ad that,
yeah.
That's a little sus.
I would like to see, so things like Three Ninjas back when that was out, those were, like Toei's Spider-Man, adults pointing guns at children. Like, they are real guns. They're not lasers. It's like, you could buy this gun from a gun show gun. And I would love to see someone say that we need that back and say, oh man, kids are too sensitive these days. They don't want to see people their age have guns drawn at them from adults. And it's like, I think you're misunderstanding the situation here. They're terrified of that. They need to go to school and also be scared of that at school. So they don't, that's not escapist media. Back then, as a child, I'm like, yeah, you want to know what? I could be a ninja. I could take down a bunch of goons, not gooning, but a bunch of goons with guns.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a whole, it plays very differently today.
Yeah. Nicole, when you were a child, what escapist media did you like? And as an adult, what escapist media do you like?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a lot. I don't know. We had like every Disney VHS.
Okay.
So probably that.
Songs of the South.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. Oh, no, James.
Fucking Barney and Teletubbies and Blue's Clues.
Okay. And now today?
Oh, today? Scrubs still? I don't really watch Gilmore Girls as much as I used to. But it used to be Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
How much do people actually care about this?
Well, let's ask Steph. Steph, as a child, what were your escapists?
So when I was a child, we like had cable like off and on. But I think like when we did, it would be like Cartoon Network. If DBZ or Sailor Moon were on, I would watch that. In pretty much any anime, I would watch that. Mm-hmm. I'd say, though, my dad did do some work for the failed video rental startup Blockbuster. And
that's not failed. I would say that succeeded.
I'm joking. But we used to get like a lot of free videos and like video games and stuff like that. So usually I would watch a lot of like VHS tapes and stuff like that. We would get video games and like, it was kind of hit or miss. Like, we get, like, you know, some good ones, but we also get, like, some very weird, obscure ones, too. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of, like, a mix of different things.
But what about today?
And today, I mean, to be honest, it's not that much different, I suppose. I don't watch a lot of TV shows and stuff like that, except for, like, when they're being played, like, in, like, a Discord or on a stream or something like that. I like watching things with people more than I like watching things by myself.
Okay.
And so, like, if it's by myself, usually it's more video games and, like, music.
All right.
Usually not. Like, if it's by myself. But if I'm with other people, you know, again, video games and music, but also a lot of the stuff that, like, whatever people seem to be watching.
Okay. For me, it was, you know, Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze, Three Ninjas, Digimon, Batman. And today it's, you know, Three Ninjas, TMNT, Secret of the Ooze, Batman, Digimon, and Troll 2. So you want to know what? That's called growth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I guess it's... teens and younger in peril, and they're taking down adults. I think that's, I'm still in my screw authority, and authority is always above the age of 26. I'm authority now. Oh no.
I remember like really liking stuff like that too. That sort of like kids or teens or whatever against authority, or like it really any sort of like downtrodden like sort of group against authority, I think is still like a pretty like one. I usually enjoy stuff like that a lot more.
We got to write the ultimate children against authority, and it's like Uncles. I guess that would be the movie Uncle Sam. Ah, man, what could it be? I guess God and Jesus, and let's also say Saint Peter come down, and they're saying everyone's under our control. So now we're in this dystopia, and the only ones who can take them down are a ragtag group of atheists who are like, I don't think these are, which is weird that they're atheists and they're all children. But I think that's the only way you could become an atheist. You're like, God, Jesus, and Saint Peter are in front of me. They ascended from heaven. But that was just a bunch of rope tricks. Now we got a rope trick for them. A piano wire style.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying they're going to choke out Jesus.
This is like the atheist version of like God's not dead or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
God is dead.
God is dead.
God will die. That's the
God
title.
God must die.
like
Romeo must die, except but yeah. No.
Romero gotcha. Must die.
Oh wow.
And he's a zombie, so now we gotta kill him again.
You're a regular movie machine over here.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's get into this episode, guys. My first note was just watch House already, Nicole, because it starts out looking like
well,
the movie House.
Well, you said, let's watch My Best Friend's Exorcism, and we watched that, and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, well, I...
So that's on you.
Oh, well, all the other movies we watch, and it's like, oh, boy, we probably shouldn't have watched that. That's kind of on you, Nicole.
What?
You watch a lot of movies where you, like, are upset you watched the movie.
I'm saying...
We're watching it tonight,
guys.
You're
upset guys. We didn't watch it.
House
you had
tonight.
The opportunity to put that movie on, and you chose not to.
Next episode of this show, we will quickly recap the movie House from 1979.
Oh what?
I don't know what exact date it was, so that's why I went 79. What's your first note, Nicole?
I mean, I don't really have any noteworthy notes.
Okay, well, I'll start out. Amazoness, who recently went through a costume change, is your dropout scumbag high school friend finally going through their girly phase?
Okay.
Okay, this is, wow, yeah, I'm right here.
Someone was like, I'm going to punch wow. you out, but then all of a sudden it's like, I think I like pink now.
Yeah.
If my idol Pink can like pink, can't I?
They were radicalized by watching the movie Barbie.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's Amazonas for you.
Well, the first note I wrote, I'm going to be harping on this the whole time. I'd love that, okay, Professor Monster, that's the main bad guy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I love that Professor Monster and Amazonas are just like banking on this girl being, it, like, they're like, no, this girl can see into the future. And like, she saw an earthquake that happened mm-hmm. 10 days later. And like, they live on like the Ring of Fire where like there's like active like
volcanic activity
and active like seismic activity and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Our earthquakes are going to be pretty common. Like I bet you could probably like get pretty good at guessing when an earthquake's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like I love that they took the fact that this girl predicted one earthquake and they're like, she can see into the future and she's going to tell us everything about like how we're going to take over the world, and she's going to fulfill this prophecy for us. And it's like, she guessed when one earthquake was going to happen.
Yeah, also, mm-hmm. it's showing your future. It's not, they think that it's like, oh, you're going to show us how we succeed. No, every single future she shows you guys is going to be the same. It's just Spider-Man casually punching you unconscious. That's yeah. it. That's all it's going to be because no matter
exactly.
what, you are going to fail at the hands of this buffoon.
Exactly. That's what you're really wanting to see. You're willing to kidnap a girl. You're willing to kidnap a girl to, like, fucking, like, just to watch your ass get kicked, like, beforehand? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all that's gonna happen. You can't prevent it. It's like, it's set in stone, like, apparently. Like, it's not something you can change.
They're gonna be like, well, he's gonna hold us with his left hand and he'll be giving us right hooks. If we just lean to the left now, we'll be fine. No! He's gonna start gut punching you.
Exactly. He's gonna see that. He's gonna react and, like, all that's gonna change is, like, you're gonna get your ass kicked in, like, a slightly different way. That's the only thing that's gonna change about the situation.
He's gonna start yeah. hockey punching you.
Poor yeah. management, that's
oh,
what
yeah.
I say.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really just a badly thought out plan from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it just is not good.
Like, they don't even know how her powers work. Mm-hmm.
They know that it's when looking in a mirror, or at least that's all they can assume.
Yeah, and that's it. And they're like, yeah, this is gonna work. And it's like you did no research.
Tell us when our gang of Tumblr rivet heads are gonna take over the world. Like...
It's absurd.
It's yeah. like some musicians, I won't name names, when like one thing works slightly, they'll go, huh, that's the only thing we need to do on TikTok, right? Or even if it didn't work for them, it worked for someone else. They're like, that's what we got to be doing, guys. And it's like, no.
Yeah,
It
no.
was just a luck of the algorithm.
That's right. That's right. I think that's like, it's so funny to watch like you can see from the get-go, oh, this is what's going to be your undoing,
mm-hmm.
is that you just, a group of villains that take themselves way too seriously, but they're way more buffoonish than our hero in the story. Like, that's the thing. Like, they end up being, like, really kind of way, really much more buffoonish than Spider-Man, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you watch a cult documentary, you think, mm-hmm. how did these people even become in a cult? If there was a documentary about these fuckers, which kind of it is, you can be like, oh no, they blindly follow one thing and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they've never heard the phrase, put the horse before the cart. Like, they've just never heard that phrase. It seems like, that's the other thing. I haven't watched the series up to this point. Has anyone really established that, like, precogs are a real thing? Like, is this established in, like, public, like, knowledge? Are they just assuming that, like, precogs are real?
I think we've seen some people. I mean, we've seen okay. people with super strength, and probably on their planet, because they are from a different planet, this could
right.
be a thing
okay.
that is
sense.
More readily available, or at mm-hmm. least, oh, we know these 10 people on our planet can do this, so it wouldn't be that far-fetched. There is a man who can, like, shoot spider stuff out of his hands and all of that, so to think that someone can also see the future isn't a huge jump.
I guess that's not too wild. Yeah, it's like if, it's almost like if a gang had, like, magic powers. They're not, they just kind of, like, live in this, like, weird little spot. Like, I don't know, like, it's very weird. Like, it's just not,
It's kooky.
It's kooky. It would be hard to take them seriously, even if they were, like, real in this world, it would be very hard to take them seriously. And it's very hard to take them seriously
it would be very easy to take them seriously when they're like, oh, hey, you see that child just running on this dirt track? Should we walk around him? No, just plow into him with that truck.
Okay.
And then, like,
you know,
start
what?
Shooting them. So,
okay,
like,
yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Remember, they're killing entire families. We
they
need
are,
to
yeah,
take them
actually,
seriously.
You know what? You're right. Never mind. I take that back. Like, this is, the thing is, like, they are, like, for a group as violent as them, like, why are they so dumb? Like, why do they just never have any plans for anything? They're just wanton violence and, like, I'm gonna have my way, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to do something.
This will be the last thing we say, because we do have to move on.
Right.
I think it's the fact that when conquering other planets, they have not really had to deal with someone as well protecting as Spider-Man. Spider-Man is, like, taking them down every single time they try to succeed in taking over the world. So now they're
right.
kind of just flailing out of control because they haven't had to deal with challenges before. They're kind of like trust fund kids, all of a sudden having to have a job. They're like, what? Huh?
That makes sense, actually. That makes way more sense for that group. Like, okay, yeah. The fact that, like, they have all this confidence, they're extremely arrogant, and they want their way, and they want it now, but they have no fucking skills.
Yeah.
Other than, like, wanton violence, like, and just destruction.
And we can make, like, wonky men machines, and that's about
yeah.
it. Like, they're technologically advanced, but they don't know how to use it. Kind of like people who get a bunch of high-quality studio equipment and all of this shit, but they don't know how to use it, so their music mm-hmm. still sounds like dog shit.
It's like, you know, you get FL Studio for the first time and you can pretty much just only make, like mess around with the 808 mm-hmm. stuff. And, like, yeah, and I think not having any idea of how shit should sound and things like
yeah.
that, I think, I get that. It's like, yeah, someone who, like, buys a bunch of gear thinking that it'll help them with whatever skill
yeah.
that
they're
just now getting into.
Yeah.
And they haven't built, you know, the skill or the neural pathways to, like, really kind of do the thing they really want to do,
mm-hmm.
but they have a whole bunch of money to throw at the problem.
Yeah. But next thing that happens is Takuya's just outside with Hitomi, and Hitomi's taking photos of him, and she's like, okay, that'll be enough. And he says, no, we need to make sure we get good ones for my resume, which is exactly like when I asked Nicole to take photos of me. She's just like very, is this over yet? And I say, no, just a couple more. We want to make sure we're getting cute photos of me for a profile picture.
Hey, I'm getting better about it.
The anal dentata, which was asking a lot. Yeah. You did fantastic on that cover shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, this is exactly how I act whenever I have my picture taken since I've, like, come out as trans. But the thing he does when he's getting his picture taken is the thing I used to do before I came out as trans. The whole, like, smile, but then, like, do a serious face and then do, like, a tough guy routine. And then be like, how did I look? Should we do it again? Should I do another one where I'm smiling? Like, that sort of thing. Like, it's so funny to, like, watch that, like... How dudes take pictures is so funny. Like, it's just very funny to me. And, like, he kind of encapsulated, like, that whole thing of, like, yeah, I should smile for a picture. Oh, wait, no, I shouldn't. And then get really self-conscious about it after the picture's taken.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing I always get criticized for is I smile, but when I smile, just, like, naturally my eyes close a little bit. So everyone will say, you need to have your eyes open. It's either I smile... and I don't have eyes open, or I don't smile and my eyes are open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of have the same thing going on. I have, like, high cheekbones, so I kind of, I
just have sunken in eyes.
Yeah, I get, it's more, like, almost like the half moon eyes, like, what happens when I do that. But, yeah, and I'm usually, like, kind of smiling, just like that, because, like, I don't like showing my teeth, because, I have a lot of dental work that I need to get done.
Also, in case there are any rabid dogs around.
Oh, exactly.
Show your teeth around them. They'll start growling and chomping on you.
I hate it when I'm getting my picture taken and there's a rabid dog.
Every time. Every time.
God.
If I were to get a mug shot, I'd be like, well, I can't smile in this. That's why most people don't smile, because one of the canine units is around.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. It has nothing to do with the fact that they have been arrested and their life is being absolutely fucked over. It's because they don't want to get the dog mad.
I mean, I need to come up with, you know, like an ACAB Dominator, Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Dominators, but for canine units, just... terrorizing them in a cage. Steph, I don't know if you know about the Dominator, but we don't have time to discuss it.
Oh, okay. No, I think I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
All right, so Takuya wants this resume done because he's finally getting into the workforce, even though he has been in the workforce as a dirt bike rider person, like a racer. But he's like, no, like, here, it's going to be easy. I'm going to be a tutor. You guys are apprehensive about that because you think I'm a bumbling idiot, but that's only the secret identity that I put forth, so no one expects me as Spider-Man.
His concern for his, like, employment status is, like, a very, like... Oh, wow. Like, it felt like very, like, oh, boy. Like, his family thinks, you can tell they love him, but, like, they think he's, like, a loser.
Yeah.
It sucks because his dad did just die. So, they have to give him some leeway there.
Give him some, and I give the guy a break. Even, you know what? Like, hell, even if his dad or whatever, like... Even if he just got, like, a paper cut or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, no, he's going through a rough time, you know? Like, yeah. He's gonna...
Give him a break, which they should also give him a break. Takuya is someone who has put forth, like, I read the headline. I do not read the entire article. So the fact that they are... Nicole did bring up a good thing, and I'll let her bring that up, but he says, oh, don't worry, it's a tutor for a first-year middle schooler. It's going to be a fucking cakewalk. And that's probably all he read. That's all I would read. Oh, shit, I'm about to make bank by just, like, showing a kid how to do long division. They take the article, and they're like, okay, a first-year middle schooler, sincerely... A stunning middle school girl, and they're like, you fucking pervert.
Yeah, that, I love how, like, that, it's only played as it, like, oh, wow, this guy's a massive pervo, not, like, this guy's a fucking predator. Like, it's like, kind of, it's, like, really weirdly watered down, the response. Like, I thought that was a bit strange. I remember, like, I wrote this note down as that scene was, like, kind of unfolding, and I wrote... Is Spider-Man the villain in this series?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. No, he's just very misunderstood.
Nicole, did you have any notes on that one?
Yeah, I mean, I was happy to see them comment on it and
yeah.
like it being from the 70s
mm-hmm.
and having them be like, wow, you're a fucking sicko, and then like beat him up. Mm-hmm. But then he like still goes to the tutoring, and I'm like,
yeah,
what are you guys doing? You still let him go?
I also feel it was more so, especially from Hitomi, her being like, I am your girlfriend. You're going to go mm-hmm. for a younger woman? What are you doing? What about me? That's yeah. also why it feels even weirder of like, yeah, no, Hitomi, no, like, be yeah. concerned for other reasons if you have concerns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. That scene played out very strangely. Like, it just is, like, the weirdest way to handle that scene. Like, they handled that the weirdest way possible.
It is also culturally that, you know, like, we aren't a yeah. part of that culture, and they do handle that differently, so.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. But it's also sort of clear to the viewer that, like, it's not so much that, like, Takuya is, it's this fucking, you know, it's definitely a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. It's yeah. definitely, you can kind of tell, like, the viewer can definitely tell that. But yeah, it's just a very bizarre scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just be them, like, jokingly saying it.
Yeah, but you can't jokingly say that then leave him with welts to the point where he has to, like, bandage his face.
With, yeah, like,
but
the
X
bandages.
But that's part of the
yeah.
comedy.
Yeah, it is part of the comedy. But he goes there and he's interviewed, and the girl is saying, like, hey, who are you? What's the deal? But then says, do you love to study? And he says, oh, God, no. Oh, no, I mean, yes, I love to study. And she's like, be honest. And he goes, nah, I hate it. And she says, you got the job. So do you guys love to study? And if you do, what do you love to study?
What? For what Steph, I feel like it would be music.
Well, yeah, it'd be music and, like, software engineering to some degree. I do.
Okay.
I do a bit of coding and stuff like that too.
Hell yeah. Nicole?
I don't really study things. I mean, I did take it's not like I enjoy. So no, I don't enjoy studying. I do love learning a new skill, but I don't like studying.
Okay.
That's it. I love learning. I hate studying.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Yeah. You nailed it, Nicole.
I love studying like flight schedules, subway maps, population densities.
Okay. That's James. That's concerning.
So she then says, you got hired by
James.
I don't like to study that stuff. I'm too busy reading Batman. So I love studying that stuff on Gotham maps. So then I could be like, oh, yeah, I bet this is where the Joker would be at.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder where Harley Quinn's hanging out with her hyena.
Are you going to play the
Suicide Squad
PS3 games?
Oh, the Arkham games?
Yeah.
I don't like the Arkham games.
Oh, okay.
They're not for me, but we got to start churning through notes.
Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, I hired you not because of your studying skills, but because of your detective skills. And you should have said, oh, hon, you're actually looking for Batman, not Spider-Man.
Yeah, but she didn't know he was Spider-Man.
But how does she know he's world greatest detective?
Know. I do not know.
Ra's al Ghul gave some wrong information, said it's Takuya. No, it's Bruce Wayne.
Like, it should have been Hitomi. Because she's a news
person. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have also been a lot cooler if both of them end up becoming in peril and Takuya needs to save both of them opposed
to... That would have
been,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't do that because then Amazonas would see Hitomi, then Hitomi would see Amazonas, who in the real world, Amazonas plays the editor of the paper. So
but
then
she has
be
red
like,
hair now.
No, not in that area.
Oh.
Also, when she had red hair, you could see like where the wig was. It slipped multiple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it should have been Hitomi, but then realizing you couldn't really do that. But then just have the BME there, not Amazonas. There. Solved.
Mm.
What's your next note?
When they were looking at the math equations, I had a note that says, I said, okay, nice try. That's not real math. What are those letters doing there?
So Amazonas sees Takuya there and it's like, wait, Takuya's here, but why? It's crazy how she hasn't made the leap to either he's trying to become a part of the Iron Cross army, or maybe he has a thing for me. Maybe he wants to kiss while lying down.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You're making.
So he runs out after them because they kidnap the girl, the Iron Cross army, and then he somehow gets in front of their car and they're like, we're just going to chase you down like we did that one child in Hit and Kill.
Yeah.
And then you saved with your spider blood, but we don't know that part. So he's like, gets hit by the car, but then tumbles into this just like little river. And then they say, as they're driving away, probably thinking he's dead, Amazonas says, a fitting image for a buffoon.
Oh, wow. A fitting image for a loon, I thought.
Oh, yeah, a loon, yes.
That's it, yeah. For I was going to say, yeah. For a loon, yeah, yeah. For a goon.
Nicole. A fitting image for a gooning.
For a gooning, yes.
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 And then he comes back as Spider-Man, and he's able to open four doors with one string, a spider string. It, like, shoots out in four. But he's only capable of choking out thrice. Like, he's able to wrap it around three necks, but he can over three doors?
His strings are thick.
Uh-huh.
Those motherfuckers are thick in this one. Like, Spidey's blasting some fat ropers in this one. Like, he's just, yeah... He's been gooning. He's been gooning the whole time. You ready to shoot those?
Who's been drawing these? Todd McFarlane. I was going to say Seth McFarlane. I was like, nope, James, not the guy. It's crazy how they haven't done a Spawn comic that's drawn by Seth McFarlane.
Wanda.
Maybe someday.
Fingers crossed. McFarlane Toys has to have put out Family Guy toys.
I mean, not necessarily.
I think they did.
Okay.
Someone Google that for me.
I refuse.
Oh, I had one note about the Spider Machine GP7.
Yes.
Okay. Looks kind of sick.
Uh-huh.
Also looks like it's going to fall apart at any fucking second. Like, if it goes over, like, 30 miles per hour, that thing is going to, like, start disintegrating and become, like, a massive hazard for everybody.
Yeah, like, it's made out of giant Lego pieces.
Yeah, it's made out of, like, yeah, like, Lego pieces and, like, McDonald's Playland pieces and stuff. Yeah, it looks kind of cool, but it also looks, like, incredibly dangerous. Like, I would not... I'd be so scared to drive that on the highway, let alone like a road where you go like 30 miles per hour.
Yeah, like, cannot go over the speed of 50.
Yeah, no, I'm staying in the fucking bike lane with that shit, like around the sidewalk or something.
It might have been Mezco that put out those Family Guy toys, not McFarlane. That sucks. They could have came together as Irishmen should.
Wow. That's fine.
McFarlane and McFarlane.
Yeah. Guys, think back on the most serious conversation you've had with your parents, akin to asking your parents, hey, was I adopted? Are you my real parents? Think about that. Is it in your head?
Mm.
Nicole, you've never had to tell your parents something serious, like either moving to Chicago, quitting college.
Okay,
you got those in
your
head.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Now, reimagine that and someone in a Spider-Man costume is sitting right next to you. That's what happens in this episode. She's explaining, hey, I think you're not my real parents, are you? We look nothing alike. And Spider-Man is just silent standing right next to her.
But he's not just randomly there. Like, oh, wait, no, but she doesn't. It feels like they're saying she knows he's Spider-Man.
Oh, it does?
I don't know, because then I'm like, that's why he's there, is for, like, emotional support.
Well, no, Spider-Man's just saved her.
But now I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's weird. Why is he there?
Yeah.
He should be scoping outside, making sure they're not coming back to infiltrate. But she leaves, and just there is a scene of the parents crying on, like, like with their head rested on a chair, and the mom says, we used to be happy. And that's parenthood, am I right, guys?
Oh my god. If I had a dollar for every time my parents
And I'm not even saying, like, oh, we had kids, we can't have fun anymore. No, like, the shit my siblings put our parents through, they're like, wow, we used to be a happy family. What happened?
Damn.
That's
wow.
What happens when you have unplanned children, when you're not a fully formed human being, and therefore you're still trying to figure out your own self, but then you can't because now you have children.
And you haven't fully figured out your own mental illness. So instead of just handling your own mental illness, you're
saying.
Now having to deal with the three individuals you've passed your mental illness on to.
Exactly.
And this isn't a dig at my mom or my father. That's just... that's the shit we had to put them through.
Exactly.
But if my mom knew about her mental illness, or my dad knew, like, yeah, I'm prone to, like, hella anxiety to the point of ulcers, well, then he could, they could have prepared. Maybe we're going to pass this stuff on to our children.
Yeah.
Let's
This is hella relatable. This is hella relatable. I had a note, like, during the scene where she's like, I don't think you're my real family. And, like, you didn't save me. You didn't save me when that knife was being thrown at you and stuff like that. And I just, that scene where the knife gets thrown at the wall and the dad sees it and he's like, oh, and, like, they both faint is, like, it's just so cartoonish the way it's done. Like, what's funny is, like, the way the dad's face moves, it looks like he smelled the knife.
Yeah.
And that's what made him faint. Like,
stinky.
It's like, is there a stinky knife?
Yeah. They probably just got done cutting a bunch of, what do you call it?
Blue cheese.
Oh, wow.
Dried spit.
Yeah, and so my note said, my real family wouldn't faint from a stinky knife.
I know what it's, he was just cutting up a bunch of chloroform-soaked rags. That's what I was trying to think of.
He was cleaning up some chloroform-soaked rags.
That'll
and some
do
it. Some fentanyl, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's like D&D, how you can have, like, poison-soaked knives. It's like chloroform-soaked knives, so it does extra chloroform damage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It gives you extra sleepy damage.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good thing for Derm's Clermin, Nicole. Write this down. That some people, like, it can induce a possibility of casting sleep because they just, like, dunk their sword in a vial of chloroform.
Sleepy damage, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like
sleepy
Steph
damage,
said.
Yeah.
It's like Azrael, but instead of like a sword to make it light on fire, it just makes you real sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man then, you know, gets ambushed because the girl gets a note saying, hey, we know where your real parents are. Come over here. Children, don't do this. Obviously, it's the people who just tried to kidnap you, you dunce.
Yeah, yeah.
So Spider-Man shows up, and then there's a primitive man, B-E-M, there. And Spider-Man is just, like, slowly crawling on the wall in one single pattern. No dipshit, you get hit with the club. The guy just throws it casually, and Spider-Man goes, ow. Like you were truly like if you were to throw something at, like a book at a spider on the wall, how it like curls up real quick and falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. A couple notes. Like one, for the scene that's like leading up into that, like where he gets beat by the primitive man, he does this like really goofy, slidey, like crab walk thing.
Mm hmm.
And the whole time I'm watching it, I put this in my notes. It's goofy, slidey, spidey-looking crab walk, and then just slide to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Slide to the right. Crisscross. Like, it just looks like he's just doing this, like, weird dance. Like,
for real.
And I don't know how it's supposed to be stealthy. It has the look of stealthiness, where he's just kind of, like, sneaking, but anyone could see. Like, he's not crouched up against a wall. He's not, like, behind any cover or anything. He's just kind of doing a weird like shimmy,
yeah,
like down the sidewalk, and that's supposed to make it so no one sees him,
and it doesn't work.
Yeah, and it clearly doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't work. Exactly. And so
that little maneuver is called the electro slide.
Oh, wow.
That's a Spider-Man villain.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
So then she's at the operations, the HQ of the Iron Cross Army, this girl is, and they're like, look in this mirror and tell us the future. If you're not, we're going to smash it. And Amazonas, she's already had bad luck the past 19 episodes. Now she has 7 years bad luck. But
yeah,
wouldn't it be cooler if instead of you smash a mirror, that's 7 years bad luck, it's 7 beers bad luck. You will have bad luck until you drink 7 beers.
Yeah.
That's a fraternity game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's actually probably something that they should do in fraternities. Like, I'm assuming people smash mirrors frequently, like, by accident. And now, as a punishment, you need to drink 7 beers. Is that counterproductive? Absolutely. But it's funny wordplay.
And it happens so often.
Yeah.
I'm all for fraternities just getting shut down entirely, but that also sounds fun. Like, not gonna lie.
But I think, like, this would make it more lighthearted.
Yeah.
Like, we want lighthearted fraternities, like in Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Ski school.
So I don't know why all of a sudden they're at this church, cemetery area, because they're talking to this priest. Somehow this priest knows them, and he's saying, oh, actually, the girl you're looking for she died a month ago. They look similar. And then he holds up a picture, and then Amazonas takes the picture of this girl. She's like, twins! And then she gets so angry by her own mistake. Admittedly, she says, I am disgusted by this mistake I just made.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Yeah, it's my fault. However, to take out my frustrations, I'm going to kill you and your family.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, classic villain.
When the primitive man, like, when he throws Spider-Man fucking, like, he said, I think 200 meters.
Yeah.
He was literally in the air for a full 15 seconds, just, like, tumbling over what looked like 3 buildings and landed on top of, like, a big truck. Maybe I'm not up to, on, you know, like, all the Spider-Man lore, but, like, does he have the ability to just not take fall damage or any sort?
In later incantations, we've had this discussion before, he does have a healing factor. It's not as extreme as a Wolverine or a Deadpool, but it is one of his listed abilities. So he's a strong boy.
Okay. So, you know, fall damage isn't off per se, but he can just, you know, kind of walk it off.
He's rolling,
evolve a building and just walk it off.
You know? For like every 10 feet, you do like 6d6 after 60 feet. He's doing like d2s.
Oh, wow. He's flipping coins about it instead of like rolling dice. I see. Yeah.
1 damage or 2 damage.
Yeah. That makes sense. He's got like a heavy damage reduction bonus. Mm-hmm. I see. That's
especially
good
when it comes to anything BME related. No, I'm talking about Big Mouth Entertainment,
okay.
David Banner.
That's
Incredible
right.
Hulk. Amazonas's wig slips in this scene where she gets punched real hard.
Deserve.
Primitive man is what I call my husband and his friends when the game's on.
Deserve.
And then in the end, he wins and he says, oh, my heart quietly calls out for you, Daddy.
Wow.
He says that. You might not get
that. Not like that, but yes, he does. He does say that.
Okay, he is in a different language, so you might not get the inflection when he's like,
sure.
Oh, Katja. Even though I know that's mommy, I don't know what it is for daddy. But that's my last note. Any more? You got anything else, Nicole?
No, just that I really like this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the vibes of it were really cool. And I'm wondering if like they switch directors or something because
I don't know. But if you like the vibe
of
this,
better.
If you like the vibe of this episode, Nicole, you want to know what you're going to love?
House.
Yeah. All right, Steph, we have one more thing to get to.
Yes.
All right. Spider-Man in most iterations gets bit by a radioactive spider and gives him the power or her the power of a spider, you know, like approximation. He can shoot webs, he can crawl on walls, whatever. So if you were to be bit by an animal, what animal would you want to be bitten by? What powers of that animal would you then have? And how would you use it to take down the Iron Cross army?
So it's down to two. I would say there's like two things, but I feel like one is a little bit of a trolly answer. I'm gonna go with the actual animal. I'll go with I will go with a radioactive possum.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah.
But the other answer I was gonna go with is another trans woman who is radioactive.
Yeah.
I was gonna say is probably the more likely one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Another trans woman who's more radioactive.
Okay. So yeah. What powers would be bestowed upon you, and how would you use that to take down the Iron Cross army?
I would have very high level coding skills for starters. Mm-hmm. And well, this is the trans woman path.
Oh, I thought this was the possum.
Oh, for the possum. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Possum first. Like,
no, I was making the joke that possums can code.
Yeah, they can, though. I guess, yeah, wow, you're right. Huh. Yeah, it would be both. It'd be both. Yeah, I guess that's it then. Yeah, the high level coding for both.
All right.
There we go, yeah.
And how does coding take down the Iron Cross army?
I hack into their mainframe and install all the viruses that in Bonzi. Like, I install Bonzi Buddy, all the like ransomware stuff. I have like a little like a code, a little script that tells them that they stink every 5 minutes. Ooh.
A program or switch all the BEMs to hump mode.
Oh, yeah, and, like, have it so that if there are any sort of, like, robotics, any sort of, like, robotic, like, equipment around, mm-hmm. like, the facility, it just randomly, like, one of them will just, like, flick you on the forehead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have Professor Monster's, like, little eye thing, like, I'm guessing that gives video feed as well, just make it a jump scare, like, hey, I'm looking at this computer screen, then, like, zombie monster comes out at you.
Exactly, like all those, like, maze game flash animation things that would, like, give you a jump scare. Yeah. I would put as many of those on there as possible. I would basically make it so they would have to solve one of the mazes before the jump scare happened, but even after they solved it, a jump scare would happen.
Yeah, and like a full 5 minutes after, like they're going to the bathroom now, just reading a book, and out from the book pops one of these guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's perfect. It's the perfect plan. It really is. Just really, really get in their minds and just drive them absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, and don't mm-hmm. forget Cyberpunk. Got to put that on there.
Oh, yeah. Have it run on startup every time they turn mm-hmm. on the computer, so that way they can never get any work done.
Exactly.
It just crashes every single time. Yeah.
And there we have it. That's an episode. Thank you so much, Steph, for hopping aboard.
Yeah, thank you for having mm-hmm. me on. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was fun.
Do you have anything to plug?
Well, my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/KSBPTV. And my Bandcamp, ksbp.bandcamp.com.
Yeah! Nicole!
Follow Darling Homebody on social medias and visit darlinghomebody.com for all the cool stuff that I make.
Oh, yeah.
And the monthly sticker or magnet club.
Hey guys, head over to patreon.com/MLM pod, where for $5 a month you get exclusive content every single Friday. This month, it's nothing but critters, baby. Lil Corey and I are going through all 5 critter movies over there. I think the 5th critters movie, we're just gonna get really stoned and watch it, because that one I hear is not good at all. Not even when you see critical reviews, it's bad. Audience is also saying it's not that fun, but maybe if we're stoned, we'll like it. Maybe we'll just do a watch along, Lil Corey and I. So be on the lookout for that every single Friday this March. We've recorded already the first and second. I'm loving this series. I'm so pumped for the 3rd and 4th, because those ones I remember very little about. So go check that out. Patreon.com/MLM pod. But if you'd like to hop it up to a $10 patron, you get monthly exclusive content as well. This month, actually, Sean and I watched Vampiro's 2nd movie called The Dead Don't Sleep, directed by the same guy who directed Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. And boy, oh boy, it's just a good movie. They're like, we were kind of upset by it, but we were glad we were watching a good movie. Vampiro is so fucking good in it. He's sober in it. We know that, but he's pulling from his own past, being a drug addict in this. It's fucking great. 2 thumbs up to it. The Dead Sleep Easy. That's what you get. We discuss it. That's straight to Patreon. And those $10 patrons get shout-outs on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother and common-law, Joshua, Jakus, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time, and Intro Void, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF and now former roommate, Shane, That Fed, twitch.tv/CoreWinning. It's Corwin from This Movie's Gay and from The Rom Complex, as well as Formulaic, a podcast in script writing. It's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. Ooh, and The Dragon and the Monster. Dragon Boy Suede, Marshland Monster, new album coming out April 19th, baby! Yeah! Will we get Howard on this? If everyone listening right now tweets or on TikTok messages at Howard Kramer, maybe it will happen. Maybe he'll hop on a board. Or I just ask him when I guest on Who Charted. And if you're not listening to Who Charted, go check that out wherever you're listening to this. You can listen to that. All right. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I've been Steph.
And we've been
Mostly Speaking Spider-Man.
Bye-bye.
Later. Bye.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.